These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Darren, I'm 45, a B&B owner from Inverness.
I'm Christine, I'm 66, I'm a retired education officer from the Isle of Wight.
I'm Becky, 32, a research nurse from Cardiff.
I'm Ben, I'm 22, a cocktail bartender from Leicester.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. They make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Darren. Welcome to the show, Darren. You're a B&B owner in Inverness.
Yes.
How long have you been a B&B owner?
About the last 2.5 years now.
What was you doing before that?
I was running my own pub in Bournemouth.
What made you move from Bournemouth to Inverness?
I fancied a change, and that definitely counts as a change.
Yeah, not half. All right, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm a big cricket fan, Brad, so yeah. I'd love to get to some of those exotic test locations and go and follow the England cricket team. That would make a nice big change, going to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah, it would do. All right, I wish you luck. Here we go. Let's get yourself to see the cricket. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Good luck, Darren. Your time starts now. What drink precedes garden to give the name of a pub's outdoor area?
Beer.
Correct. Gotta Be You and One Thing were hits for which X Factor boy band?
One Direction.
Correct. In IT, the acronym PICNIC stands for Problem in Chair, Not in What?
Computer.
Correct. The book collection 12 Doctors, 12 Stories is based on what BBC TV show?
Pass.
Doctor Who? Paintings on the Sistine Chapel ceiling represent which couple's temptation?
Adam and Eve.
Correct. Worcester Warriors are a professional team in what sport?
Rugby.
Correct. Which Apollo 11 astronaut legally changed his name in 1988?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. Le Jour, La Nuit and Le Weekend is a skincare collection by what French fashion house?
Chanel.
Correct. What extinct bird is the title of the first novel by E.F. Benson?
Dodo.
Correct. Which wife of Nelson Mandela was born with the first name
Winnie.
Nomzamo? Correct. FICA is the Federation of International Players in what team sport?
Chess.
It's cricket! I thought, oh, it's a cricket question, he's going to get it. That would have been great. 9,000. Very, very good, Darren. Right, let's do this. Time to face the chaser. But who will you be up against today? Could it be our new chaser, Jenny, the Vixen Ryan? Hot and fierce, she could actually smelt the Iron Lady. Perhaps it's the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace, the face of a depressed man sucking on a lemon. Oh, he's admitting he guts, isn't he? Or could it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? She's got stern looks, and that's stern as in the back end of a battleship. Or how about the Cinnaman, Paul Sinner, so fast his shadow has to run to keep up? Or maybe it's the Beast, Mark Lebet. You know, he has a lot of love to give, mostly to himself. Who do you fancy taking on?
I'd like to see Sean. I'd love to face the barrister and see if I can put him off.
Absolutely. Time to bring on the chaser. No. It's fearsome opposition nonetheless. It's sarcasm in a suit in the shape of the Doctor and stand-up comic. It's the Cinnaman, Paul Sinha.
Hello, Darren.
Hello, Paul.
I was in a good mood until you turned up. What a great performance that was.
Let's put the £9,000 on the table. Now, there you are. You can change your starting position if you wish, Darren. If you want to do so right now, take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
£2,000.
Thank you. However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Look behind you and you'll see that you've got virtually no help whatsoever. It's all up to you, Darren. £30,000.
From nine? I was expecting 40 out of that, but there you are. Have a chat with your team, Darren. Ben?
I think you're well in your means to take the 30, but I think we'd rather have you back, so if you're not feeling too confident, go for the middle.
Sure. OK, Becky?
Yeah, I think first man up, bring the nine back. Don't take the two, but nine or 30 would be good.
Indeed. Christine?
I think you could do the 30, but we'd love to have you back with nine. That would be a good start.
Thank you very much. 2, 9, 30K, what'll it be?
Well, I'm going to be a team player, do what they've advised and go back with the nine, hopefully.
Yeah, nine. OK, thank you. Darren, you ready?
I am, Bradley.
Good, Darren, for £9,000, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. Which of these is a sandwich biscuit? A, Nice, B, malted milk, C, Bourbon. You've put Bourbon.
Yes.
Of course it is.
Chocolate sandwich.
My favourite's not up there, custard cream.
Oh, they're good.
I love custard creams. You've put Bourbon, correct answer is? Bourbon's correct, well played, step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes also right with Bourbon. Do you like Bourbons?
I love Bourbons.
I'm not over keen on Bourbons. It's custard creams I love. Here's your next question. The Pope sacked the head of the Swiss Guard in 2014 because he was what? A, too lazy, B, too highly paid, C, too strict. You've put too strict.
Yes. I just seem to remember the Pope was getting a little less strict himself. Yeah. Liked his guards to follow suit.
Right. Correct answer is? Well played. Too strict is right. Step closer home. Chase is put. Yeah, goes right with too strict. Here's your next question. In the TV series, which of the Tracy brothers was the pilot of Thunderbird 2? A, Alan. B, Gordon. C, Virgil. I know this one. You've put Alan.
Yes, my stepson absolutely loved Thunderbirds and he's going to kill me if I've got it wrong. I'm hoping I've guessed right.
You've put Alan. Correct answer is...
Oh.
Thunderbird to Virgil. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with Virgil.
Five pilots, all named after American astronauts of the 1960s. Thunderbird 1 was Scott, named after Scott Carpenter. Thunderbird 2 was Virgil, named after Virgil Gus Grissom. Thunderbird 3 was Alan, named after Alan Shepard. Thunderbird 4 was Gordon, named after Gordon Cooper. Number 5 was John, named after John Glenn.
Excellent stuff. Here's your next question. The Frans Hals painting, Young Man Holding a Skull, has been thought to be of which Shakespeare character? A, Hamlet, B, Othello, C, Macbeth. You've put Hamlet.
Yes, as in, alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio.
Correct answer is? Well played, step closer to home, Chaser has put. Goes right, little sir, with Hamlet.
Good, isn't he?
He is good. Here's your next question. Which of these sports stars won Olympic gold at the longest distance? A, Catherine Granger, B, Rebecca Adlington, C, Sally Gunnell. You've put Catherine Granger.
Yes, she was rowing, wasn't she? I think she rowed further than Rebecca swam or Sally ran.
Correct answer is Catherine Granger, well played. Step closer to home, Chase has put. Goes right with Catherine Granger. Remains the two behind, well, one from home. Here's your next question. Which of these former US presidents did not die on the 4th of July, 1826? A, Thomas Jefferson, B, John Adams, C, James Monroe. You've put John Adams.
I don't know if there was some sort of event that killed a few of them off on that day, but I've just guessed.
You've put John Adams. To go through with £9,000, correct answer is... James Monroe is the right answer. Staying where you are. If Chaser has put James Monroe, he moves to one behind. Chaser's put. Yeah, goes right with James Monroe. Moves to one behind. Okay, explain, please.
There's not a lot of explaining to do. It's coincidence. John F. Kennedy, C.S. Lewis and Aldous Huxley died on the same day. And the second and third presidents of America, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, died on the same day. All completely right. Unrelated incidents.
Right, thank you for that. Here's your next question. The sleep disorder, pavor nocturnus, is commonly known as what? A, night terror, B, night horror, C, night panic. You've put Night Terror.
Yes, I love language questions. Pavel Nocturnus, Night Terror.
Are you sure?
I'm quite confident on this one, yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Cool. All right, you've put Night Terror to go through with $9,000. Correct answer is... Oh, yeah, well played, Darren. Brilliant. You were right, he is good.
Not a lot I can do. I've got all of my questions right. I normally say at this point, Darren's going to need some help. He's not. Game on.
Yeah, game on indeed. Darren, well played.
Thank you, Brad.
Nah, brilliant. Congratulations. Well done, you. Excellent. Okay. Brilliant. Yeah, he is through.
Well done.
Next to face the chaser, it's Christine. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you.
A retired education officer.
Yes.
And you live on the Isle of Wight.
On the beautiful Isle of Wight.
Absolutely. What do you get up to in your spare time, then?
When we first went to the island, I was able to do lots of voluntary work, and I was secretary of the Lifeboat Guild.
Right.
And as a thank you, I was allowed to drive the lifeboat down the ramp, which was pretty frightening because I can't do parallel parking, and I had this huge lifeboat.
I bet it was frightening. Not so much for you, for the other lads on it.
Yeah, they were jumping ship as we went, badly.
Now, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, we have a lovely little house, and we'd like to make it a lovely bigger house.
OK, so you want to extend your small house. Should
Thank
we do that?
Thank you.
All right, Christine, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. The phrase, follow suit, comes from a game played with what items?
Cards.
Correct. In EastEnders, the names of Pauline Fowler's children all start with what letter?
M.
Correct. Which writer's patients included a pampered lapdog called Tricky Woo?
Pass.
James Herriot. The government communications headquarters is better known by what abbreviation?
GCHQ.
Correct. The Legend of Jack Sparrow is a video game spin-off from what film series?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct. Which future French president was Prime Minister of France in 1987?
Pompidou.
Jacques Chirac. What follows Coniston and Derwent to give the names of two English lakes?
Water.
Correct. But Gentlemen Marry Brunettes was the sequel to what novel?
Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Correct. The jeweller Fabergé created Easter eggs for what country's royal family?
Russia.
Correct. Armada is the Spanish and Portuguese word for which of the armed forces?
The Navy.
Correct. Which direction? Very good, Christine. £8,000. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Christine.
Hello.
It's at this point of the game that I like to put myself in the mind of Ben and Becky, who came to the show thinking, do you know what would be really nice? A couple of quiz geniuses in seat one and two to do all the hard work. Well, it's your lucky day, Ben and Becky. We have Darren and Christine, and they are absolutely formidable.
Let's put some money on the table. $8,000. Now, if you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
The irrelevant offer, you're much too good for this, £2,000.
Thanks, however, if you wish to take a step closer to the cinema man, he will offer you...
£40,000.
$40,000, thank you very much, Christine. There you go, darling. Have a chat with your team. Ben.
Well, I think £40,000's a much better offer than Darren was given.
He's good at maths, he knows that 40 is more than 30.
But he's on good form today, so I think to play it safe, you should probably just go for the middle, get back, because we want you back here.
Becky.
Yeah, we're getting a good team together. Just bring eight back. Don't go for two. Eight will do.
OK, Darren, you've been there, of course.
Well, 40's tempting, Christine, and you could definitely do it if you've got more bottle than me, but I'd be happy for you to bring back the eight for a good, consistent team.
Cool. Darren, thank you very much. Right, Christine, 2840K, what'll it be?
I'm going to go for the eight, Bradley. I'd like to get back.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Eight it is. Thank you very much, Chaser.
Well, I think the key is that Darren would have been knocked out if he'd gone high. But the fact is, this isn't a good consistency. This is an outstanding consistency.
Good stuff. Christine, for $8,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. Which literary character said courage is... when you know you're licked before you begin, but you begin anyway? A. Albus Dumbledore. B. Atticus Finch. C. Winston Smith. You've put Atticus Finch.
OK. Kill a Mockingbird sort of thing he would have said.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Atticus Finch is right. Chase has put. OK, goes also with Atticus Finch. Comes onto the table. Here's your next question. Famous for its tonic wine, Buckfast Abbey is in what county? A, Devon, B, Dorset, C, Cornwall. You've put Dorset.
It could be A or B. It could even be C. Middle for diddle.
Correct answer is... It's Devon, staying where you are. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with Devon, moves to within two. Here's the next question. Which film gave Walt Disney his only Best Picture Oscar nomination? A, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. B, Song of the South. C, Mary Poppins. Oh. That's a tough question. You've put Mary Poppins.
Have nothing to say, Bradley. I just don't think Bedknobs and Broomsticks was very good. And Song of the South, Uncle Remus could have been, but I went for Mary Poppins.
Correct answer is... Well played. Brilliant. Lucky, lucky guess, maybe, but good nonetheless. Step close home. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with Poppins. Here's the next question. The shipping forecast area Fitzroy is named after the captain of what famous ship? A, Beagle, B, Mary Rose, C, Victory. You've put Mary Rose.
Don't know that one either. I'm guessing here, Bradley.
Correct answer is... Beagle is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put...
Robert Fitzroy was captain of the Beagle when Darwin made his expedition to the Galapagos Islands.
Right. Good job we didn't go for the 40 grand. Chase has moved to one behind. We're three from home. Good luck. Here's your next question. Albert Einstein was an accomplished amateur player of which instrument? A, flute, B, organ, C, violin. You've put violin.
More likely for a young Jewish lad to learn the violin, I thought.
OK, correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home. Violin it is. Chaser has put. Goes right also with violin. Chaser's still one behind. Here's the next question. Which of these is not a part of the Penguin Publishing Group? A, Partridge. B, Pelican. C, Puffin. You've put... Partridge.
Puffin's for younger readers. I think I've seen Pelican, but I'm not sure.
Correct answer is... And you are step closer home. One away with 8 grand. Chase has put. Goes right with Partridge. One from home. Chase is one behind. Here's your question. Good luck. How many states does Florida have land borders with? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3. You've put two.
One at the top and one at the side. Don't know. It's probably three and I'm going home.
If two's correct, you're through. Good luck to go through to the final alongside Darren. Correct answer is... Oh, well played. Very good. I've got to be honest, I think we fluked a few, but there you are. Chaser?
Georgia and Alabama.
Georgia and Alabama.
Well, if us chasers sometimes feel a little bit put upon, Bradley, it is because I've played absolutely brilliantly thus far, and my reward for having played brilliantly is two outstanding players back in the final chase. So I shall go and eat my spinach and come back for Becky and round three.
There we are. Christine and Darren are through to the final chase. There is £17,000 in the prize fund. Becky is up after the break. Can she make it 3 out of 3? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next today's The Chaser. It's Becky. Welcome to the show, Becky.
Hiya, Brad.
You're a research nurse.
Yeah, that's
right. What is that?
Basically, I work with patients who are taking part in research to improve care.
Right, OK. Good. What are you up to in your spare time?
I'm really into music. I play the drums in a band. We do a few local gigs, sort of heavy blues, metal kind of thing.
OK, brilliant. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
My partner, Victoria, is a massive Britney Spears fan, so we're desperate to go to Vegas to see her residency.
Really?
Yeah. The things we do for love.
Yeah. Very good. Excellent stuff. Let's get you and Vicky off to Vegas. All right, Becky, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What is the highest mountain in Asia?
Everest.
Correct. Hello, Norma Jean is a play about a woman claiming to be which actress?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct. The kind-hearted widow, Mrs. Maylie, features in what Charles Dickens novel?
Great Expectations.
Oliver Twist. Frank Warren operates a 24-hour subscription TV channel dedicated to what sport?
Boxing.
Correct. What swimming stroke involves imitating the actions of a dog?
Doggy paddle.
Correct. The Belvedere Museum that houses The Kiss by Gustav Klimt is in what capital?
Paris.
Vienna. Sam's Murder is a song in the stage musical version of what Patrick Swayze film?
Dirty Dancing.
Ghost. In 1984, Catherine Sullivan became the first American woman to walk where?
To the North Pole.
In space. Three is the first album by what group after becoming a trio in 2014?
Take That.
Correct. What spirit is made at the... No time to get there for you, Becky. £5,000. That's OK. That's nice and respectable. Right, are you ready? Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Becky.
Hi.
I hate it when I really like the team. First we got Lennon and McCartney, now we got Ringo. It's some team being put together here.
I don't really want to be Ringo.
There's a lot of money in it, don't knock it. A lot of money in it.
Let's put some money on the table. There we are. Three steps ahead of the cinema with your 5K. If you wish to take a step closer to home, you will get an offer of...
Very generous, £500.
Thank you, and it's a plus offer. Very good indeed. However, let's see a top offer of...
£50,000.
Big money, that. Have a chat with your team. Ben.
Well, the 500... It's just an insult, really. You've got £5,000 there, and you're a lot better than that. But I think he's just trying to pull you up with the £50,000 because he's on form. We've got a good team here, so get back.
Christine.
I think the 500 is way below your capabilities. You could get the 50,000, but the 5,000 is a nice amount, and you've got multiple choice this time round.
Yeah, indeed. Darren.
Yeah, we're too good a team to go for the low offers. There's a lot of fives and zeros there, though. It's your choice completely.
It is indeed. All right, let's have a look. 500, 5,000, 50,000 pounds.
I'm going to go with the 5,000. Yeah, I'm not a risk taker.
OK, five it is, Chaser.
I think that's absolutely fair enough. What I enjoyed most about that was Ben saying 500 is an insult. It's not an insult. Ringo was the insult. And Darren's saying we're too good a team to take the negative offer. And Ben looking very guilty indeed.
Becky, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck, good luck. Here's your first question. Where is Paul van Hooydonk's artwork Fallen Astronaut? A, Kennedy Space Center. B, the Moon. C, International Space Station. You've put Kennedy Space Center.
I've never heard of it. I don't know. It seemed unlikely that they'd have left it on the moon. Who knows?
We'd have seen a photograph of it now by now, wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. Correct answer is... the moon. Staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right to the moon. Amazing. Here's your next question. The triquetral and trapezium bones are in what joint of the human body? A, ankle. B, knee. C, wrist. You've put... research nurse, you've got to know this. You better get this right. Do you know it? Are you kidding? Right, you've put wrist. Correct answer is... well played. A step closer home. Chase has put... goes right. He's the doctor, of course.
There are 8 small bones in the wrist, of which triquetral and trapezium are 2.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Well played, though, Becky. That's good. Here's the next one. In which city was escapologist Harry Houdini born? A, Berlin, B, Bordeaux, C, Budapest. You've put Budapest.
I've just got some vague inkling that he might have been Hungarian.
Yeah. Correct answer is Budapest is right. Step closer to home. Chase is put. Goes right with Budapest. Remains the 2 behind. The 3 from Ford.
Eric Weiss in Budapest.
Here's your next question. Which scientist gives his name to an SI unit of pressure and a computer programming language? A, Newton, B, Tesla, C, Pascal. You've put Pascal.
That rings a bell as a unit of pressure. I'm not sure about the computer programming.
Correct answer is? It is right. Step close to home. Pascal is correct. Chase has put. Very good indeed. Stays with us. We're 2 from home. He's 2 behind. Here's your next question. Which of these queens was the mother of 2 English monarchs? A, Eleanor of Aquitaine. B, Catherine of Aragon. C, Mary of Modena. You've put Catherine of Aragon.
It's just a punt, really, yeah.
Correct answer is Eleanor of Aquitaine is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. He'll get this and does. Moves to 1 behind with 2 from home. The wife of?
Henry II. Her sons were Richard the Lionheart and King John.
Thank you. Here's your next question. The literary character Pippi Longstocking wears her hair in what style? A, pigtails, B, bun, C, dreadlocks. You've put pigtails.
Yeah, that seems right.
Correct answer is? It is pigtails. Well done. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Goes right also with pigtails. Here we go. One more and we're through. Good luck. Here's next question. What is a funambulist most likely to walk on? A, hot coals. B, tiptoes. C, tightrope. You've put tightrope.
I know this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, to go through with 5 grand, the correct answer is the face says it all. 3 out of 3, the grumpy cinnamon. Hey, Becky, guess what? You're through to the final chase.
Thank
well
you.
Done, mate. Cracking. Well played. Well played. Cracking. So, 3 up, 3 through. 22 grand in the prize fund. Only Ben left to play. Can he make it a full house? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Ben. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Hi, brothers.
You are 22?
I am.
All right, and you're a cocktail bartender?
I am indeed, yeah.
Do you drink cocktails yourself?
Of course.
And what's your favourite cocktail?
It changes from time to time, but I think at the moment it's a pina colada.
Margarita me. No ice. Put too much ice in. Not enough drink. That's what I find. And then you're paying for the ice. You know what I mean? Then after a while, warm room, waters it down. Very disappointing. OK, never mind. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, me and my girlfriend have been together for nearly 7 years now, and we're looking at getting a house together, so a deposit would be nice.
Perfect. Let's do that. I wish you luck. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ben, your time starts now. The framework of bones in the human body is known by what name?
Skeleton.
Correct. The capital of what country is situated on the island of Honshu?
Japan.
Correct. In 2015, which Portuguese footballer won his 3rd FIFA Ballon d'Or?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Correct. The Bush Telegraph is a video booth in what reality TV programme?
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Correct. Which late member of the royal family called herself Charlie's aunt?
Queen Mother.
Princess Margaret. In the Rocky Horror Picture Show credits, which character is subtitled a heroine?
Pass.
Janet. In fashion, what body part can come before the words flap and muffs?
Ear.
Correct. In what decade did speakeasies first become prominent in the United States?
70s.
20s. Selfridge's carrier bags have black writing on what colour background?
White.
Yellow. In 2014, Evan Davis replaced Jeremy Paxman on what TV show?
Newsnight.
Correct. On the other side of the rainbow, Ben, very good indeed, £6,000. Happy with that?
It's all right.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
First of all, the four of you got 28 questions between you in your cash builders. That these days is absolutely outstanding, and it's been a long time since I've seen that level of quality from a team. You need to do whatever it takes to get back. I don't expect you to be the coward.
Ooh. Don't listen to him. Let's put some money on the table. £6,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you.
-£6,000.
Oh, no.
That's a shocker. However, let's see a top offer of...
Well, if that was mean, this one certainly isn't. £66,000.
I have that. Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Becky.
Just bring the 6,000 back, I think. The minus six is pushing it.
Christine.
Please don't take the minus six. Go for the six and bring it back.
Darren.
Yeah, those are extraordinary offers, but we've all brought back what we earned in the cash builder. You do the same.
What'll it be?
Right, well, I think my friends and my team are going to hate me, but I'm going to go for the minus six because I want to get back there.
Minus six it is. Chaser?
You're good enough to have taken the middle offer.
Ben, for minus £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. Planet Mondas was the original home of which foes in TV's Doctor Who? A. Cybermen. B. Daleks. Or C. Slevine. You've put Slevine.
Yeah, I don't think it's the Cybermen or the Daleks for some reason. I think I know what planets they're from if it was up there, but I don't think it's either of those two.
Correct answer is... it's the Cybermen. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... goes right up the Cybermen, comes onto the table immediately. Here's the next question. As the crow flies, which UK capital city is closest to Edinburgh? A. Belfast. B. Cardiff. C. London. You've put Cardiff.
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture a map in my head, and I think Cardiff might be at the top of Wales, and then Belfast is over the sea, and then London's further away than that.
Correct answer is... it's Belfast. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with Belfast and moves a step down the table. Chaser?
Remind me never to go along the M4 and across the Severn Bridge with you, Ben. Top of Wales.
OK, here we go. Here's your next question. Which of these German numbers has the highest value? A. Elf. B. Sieben. C. Zwölf. You've put Zwölf.
Yes, it's 12, Elf is 11, and Sieben 7.
Correct answer is? Yeah, Zwölf. Well played, step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Zwölf.
He's got all the information there, and Zex goes before on the beach in the name of a cocktail. Little joke there, combining German numbers and his job as a cocktail mixer, just to lighten the mood, because these three want to kill you.
Here comes your next question. Billionaire Boys Club and Ice Cream are clothing lines by which musician? A. Kanye West. B. Will.i.am. C. Pharrell Williams. You've put Will.i.am.
Yeah, I couldn't see Kanye West naming a clothing line Ice Cream, so it was a toss-up between Will.i.am and Pharrell. Will.i.am's a bit quirky, so I thought it'd been him.
Correct answer is... it's Pharrell Williams. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with Pharrell Williams, comes down the table. Right, here we go. Three on the bounce. I wish you luck. Here's your question. What is the motto of Alexandre Dumas' Three Musketeers? A. United in diversity. B. All for one, one for all. C. Three's company. You've put all for one, one for all.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Correct answer is... Yeah, all for one, one for all. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right. Also, remains one behind. We are two from home.
And funnily enough, united in diversity, all for one, one for all, and three's company are three of the mottos of Becky, Christine and Darren.
Here's your next question. What was the title of Kay Mellor's 2014 drama series about pregnant women? A, 9 and a half months. B, Great Expectations. C, In the Club. You've put Great Expectations.
Yeah, because when you're pregnant, you're expecting. I thought that's a good play on the word.
Yeah. Correct answer is... All right, it's In the Club, and very good it was too, staying where you are. If the chaser has put In the Club, you're out. You think he knows it?
He's gonna win, he?
Chaser has put... Yeah, very bright with In the Club. Sorry, mate.
Ben, you got what you deserved there.
Yeah.
You were perfectly happy to take £6,000, which is an awful lot of money, away from the team when you'd actually done very well in your cash builder, but you have three very delighted people behind you as they know that they're now going to be playing for a lot more money.
Indeed. Ben, I'm sorry that you haven't made it through to the final chase because I think they'll need you. I really do. We shall find out. However, right now, I'm sorry to say you have been caught. For you, the chase is over.
Thank you, Bradley.
Cheers, Ben. I wish you well. Good luck. So, Becky, Christine and Darren have made it through to the final chase. The prize fund is £22,000. That is £7,333 each. Are they going home with it? Well, I hope so. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Becky, Christine and Darren have made it through to the final chase. There's £22,000 in the prize fund. That is £7,333 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
A.
Set A. OK, that means, of course, the cinnamon gets set B. Three of you are through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start, the chaser. There it is. That's a big advantage. Make that pay. I wish you luck. Becky, Christine, Darren, your time starts... Now, Le Chat Noir was a 19th century cabaret club in what city?
Darren.
Paris.
Correct. Heinz spaghetti hoops are covered with what flavour sauce?
Darren.
Tomato.
Correct. Which poet laureate became a dame in 2015?
Darren.
Pass.
Carol Ann Duffy. At 84, which Victorian was Britain's oldest prime minister?
Christine.
Gladstone.
Correct. What is Catalonia's most populous city?
Darren.
Barcelona.
Correct. How many contestants take part in the TV quiz Tipping Point?
Darren.
Four.
Correct. Miss E, So Addictive, is an album by which female rapper?
Darren.
Pass.
Missy Elliott. Hello, Gorgeous, is a line from what Barbra Streisand film?
Darren.
Funny Girl.
Correct. Osiris is the ladies' reserve rowing team at what university?
Christine.
Oxford.
Correct. Which mutineer got married in Tahiti, June 1789?
Darren.
Captain Bly.
Fletcher Christian. Adam Brody starred as Seth Cohen in what TV teen drama?
Darren.
Pass.
The OC. The River Rhone begins in what alpine country?
Darren.
Switzerland.
Correct. Which Mexican painter did Salma Hayek play in the film Frida?
Becky.
Frida Pinto.
Frida Kahlo. The red half of Merseyside refers to what football team?
Darren.
Liverpool.
Correct. Endgame is a song from what Tim Rice musical?
Darren.
Chess.
Correct. Most of ABBA's number one singles were in what decade?
Darren.
1970s.
Correct. What sort of building would have a room called a snug?
Darren.
A pub.
Correct. The 1814 Treaty of Ghent was between the UK and what country?
Darren.
Belgium.
United States. What material are squash balls made of?
Darren.
Rubber.
Correct. Which of Victoria Beckham's sons was born in 2002?
Darren.
Romeo.
Correct. Flying officer is a rank in which of the armed forces?
Darren.
Air Force.
Correct. What Terry's chocolate product is a ball divided into segments?
Becky.
Chocolate orange.
Correct. And what river is the Serbian port of Novi Sad? Answer would have been Danube. 19. Well played. Happy?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we may need a couple of pushbacks. Good luck. All right, time to bring back the chaser.
They deserve to win. Whether they will do or not is an entirely another matter. I think this is going to be very, very exciting.
Me too. Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team got it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What is the stick used to hit the balls in billiards called?
Cue.
Correct. What winged sculpture stands between the A1 and the A167?
Angel of the North.
Correct. John Major was born in what decade?
The 1940s.
Correct. What first name links film directors Altman and Zemeckis?
Robert.
Correct. The pressure altimeter measures altitude above what level?
A what altimeter?
A pressure altimeter measures altitude above what level?
Ground level.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
Sea level, Brad.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 16 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, in Johanna Spyri's novel Heidi, Peter herds what animals?
Goat.
Correct. The TV comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine is set in what city?
New York.
Correct. Baseball's World Series is usually played in what month?
October.
Correct. Colonel Wardham was an alias of which UK World War II leader?
Winston Churchill.
Correct. What acid is present in a car battery?
Carbolic acid.
Stop the clock.
Does anyone know? Hydrochloric acid.
It's wrong. Sulfuric acid, yes it is. All right, 12 to catch the team. 1 minute and 4 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Woman with flowered hat is a painting by which pop artist?
Andy Warhol.
Stop the clock.
Lichtenstein.
Yeah. We think it's Lichtenstein.
First name?
Roy.
Correct.
Yes.
We push the chaser back. 13 required, 59 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. What family of wine grapes includes Grigio, Noir and Blanc?
Pinot.
Correct. What cricket commentator is nicknamed Blowers?
Henry Blofeld.
Correct. Otter and Portly appear in what Kenneth Graham book?
Wind in the Willows.
Correct. Which canine film star was named after a French doll?
Lassie.
Stop the clock.
Does anyone know?
Rin-tin-tin.
Yeah. Rin-tin-tin.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 11 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Skibo Castle is in the highlands of what UK country?
Scotland.
Correct. How were Catherine of Aragon's two husbands related?
They're brothers.
Correct. What nationality was the scientist Max Planck?
Max Planck was German.
Correct. Which Australian singer had a hit with Got To Be Certain?
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. Which Spanish resort airport has the code ALC?
Alicante.
Correct. How many pennies in 1 quid?
100.
Correct. The enzyme lactase breaks down the sugar found in what liquid?
Milk.
Correct. Morgan Freeman voiced the character Vitruvius in what film?
Hercules.
Stop the clock.
The sounds to the Roman, like asterisky or something.
Gladiator. Gladiator.
Is wrong. Correct answer is the Lego movie. Oh. Here we go. Time starts again now. Hove and Jay Hover are nicknames for which rapper?
Oh, God knows. Pass.
Stop the clock.
Hove would know. Jay Hover.
Jay-Z.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 5 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In the term con trick, what is con short for? Time is up. Six opportunities to push back. 4 executed. Chaser needed 5 to catch us in the end. Well played indeed. Darren, what are you going to do with yours?
I think that's a trip to India or the Caribbean watching cricket.
Good for you. Christine?
Half a bedroom.
Perfect. Becky?
Britney Spears.
Vegas, here we come. Take the £22,000. Congratulations, Becky, Christine, Darren. You've outrun the chaser. Chaser.
You know how much I like this team, and I think they thoroughly deserve that. Very well played indeed.
Well, there you are. The chaser gets beaten by 5 and the team go home £7,333 richer each. Not bad for an afternoon's work, which means, see, chasers can be beaten. Could you beat one? Well, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
potato.